In fact, he can't teach a mikra because that benefits him. Because that benefits the person who's also to have anah from him. However, so why is he allowed to teach him medrash and the other things that he is allowed to teach him? Why is it different than mikra? Shmuel said the Mishnah is talking about a place where a teacher of mikra normally gets paid, but a teacher of medrash does not. Therefore, he can't teach him mikra because if he doesn't get paid, then he will be benefiting by not having to give him the money. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is also teaching that one may take money for teaching mikra, but may never take money for teaching medrash. This is learned from the pasuk that he's not allowed to take money for teaching Torah. So the chayra mikra is included in that pasuk as well. So why is it that for mikra you're allowed to take money? So the Gemara gives a machlokes. Rav said that a teacher of mikra, which is generally taught to younger children, is allowed to take payment for his efforts to watch over the children. That's what he's getting paid for. Rabbi Yochanan said he may take payment for teaching the proper reading of the pesukim with the trup, which is not the raisa, and therefore it's not included in the pasuk that says that teaching Torah has to be done for free. And therefore, when one charges for mikra, he's charging for the teaching the trup of the mikra. In fact, our Mishnah says he may not teach mikra to the one who is usher through a neder. Now, this would not include the watching of children. Presumably, we're discussing adults over here. So according to Rav, what free benefit is he receiving that makes it usher for him to learn mikra? Mar says the Mishnah is discussing with the one who is usher via the neder is taka a child. And that's why there is this money that he should be getting for watching the children, by making sure they behave, and because he's not charging it, there's a benefit over there. For acting Gemara, the Mishnah then says that although he can't be taught mikra by the one who made the nether, his children may be taught mikra by this man. This means that the one usher from the nether can't be a child, because the Mishnah talks about this person's children. Now, if he's a child, he himself can't have children. It's not possible. The Gemara says the Mishnah is missing words and should say, if he's a child, he may not be taught mikra by a person who made the nether. However, if he's an adult, the person who made the nether may teach him and even his children mikra. Frekt Gemara Brisa says children may not be taught new material by a teacher on Shabbos, but they can review older material with the teacher on Shabbos. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this makes sense because teaching the first time is a hard thing to do, and that's what the teacher gets paid for. That's why he can't do it on Shabbos. You cannot do work to get paid on Shabbos. However, according to Rav, that he gets paid for watching the children, the same watching has to happen whether he's teaching something new or reviewing old things. If so, why can the teacher not teach new things on Shabbos, but he can review old things on Shabbos if he's getting paid for watching the children? Getting paid in either case, no matter what he's teaching. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chayrut should not be a problem to get paid for teaching the children new material on Shabbos, because the teacher typically doesn't get paid daily. He gets paid for the week, for the month, for the year, and therefore his payment is should be mutter. The payment that even for what he's teaching on Shabbos should get mutter with the halacha of havalah, meaning it's not noticeable when he gets paid that he's getting paid for Shabbos. I was always, so the reason he may not teach new things is because we want the fathers of the children to spend more time with them enjoying the Shabbos. This reason has nothing to do with being paid for Shabbos, and therefore it poses no difficulty to Rav either. Marcus, another answer is, he says that the reason children shouldn't be taught something new on Shabbos is because they can't concentrate fully on Shabbos because of the excessive food that they eat on Shabbos compared to a weekday, and therefore with the extra food weight sort of on them, it's difficult for them to concentrate. So again, this has nothing to do with being paid for Shabbos, and therefore it poses no difficulty to Rav. Mark explains Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that grav because he says that earning a wage for watching the children only applies to boys. However, girls are generally more well behaved and therefore they don't need to be watched in that way. There would be no reason to pay the teacher a teacher of girls if this was the reason. Rav doesn't say that Rabbi Yochanan because he says that the proper reading of the pesukim with the trup actually is deraisa and is therefore covered by the pasuk which says that the teaching of mikra also must be done without being paid. We find that Rav says this elsewhere as well, and therefore it can't be that he's being charged for teaching the trup, because that's something that should include in the pasuk which teaches that all teaching of Torah must be done for free, including the teaching of the trup. The Gemara brings a statement of Rabbi Yitzchak that the correct pronunciation of the words of the Nevi'im, the words that seem unnecessary but add to the stylistic writings, the words that are read but are not written, and the words that are written but are not read, are all based on Halacha Mishmas Yinah. The Gemara then goes ahead and gives examples of all of these categories.